water. As the population grows, there are more and more people at the tap every day. But when it comes to the world's demand for water, drinking it is just the beginning, according to the head of water programs at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, Pasquale Steduto.
Food and agriculture, in particular, is by far the largest user of water.
Agriculture accounts for 70% of the water drawn from rivers and aquifers worldwide. So, while each person drinks about 2 to 3 liters of water per day, it takes roughly 200 liters to produce that person's daily diet of maize. Bread takes 270 liters, rice, 420, and the meat to go with it takes even more water. Pork, 930 liters for a day's serving, lamb, 1,400, and beef is the thirstiest of all, 2,400 liters. And the demand for water is growing along with the demand for food, Steduto says.
We are expecting another 2 billion, if not more, people coming in the next 40 years. We are already in a situation of water scarce condition.
Water is scarce in some places because farmers are pumping it out of the ground faster than it can recharge, according to the head of water policy for the U.S. State Department, Aaron Salzberg.
So if you look at India, for example, and the breadbasket up in the northwestern part of the country, overextraction is a huge, huge issue, and this is going to start to play a role in their ability to produce food and to meet their internal needs.
Overextracting groundwater for irrigation is also a huge issue in major farming regions of China, the United States, and elsewhere. On the other hand, much of sub-Saharan Africa has the opposite problem, not enough irrigation. Most African farmers depend on rainfall, which is becoming less reliable with climate change, says Pasquale Steduto.
So this rainfall is not being predictable, put the land at higher risk. So we cannot predict or anticipate how much food really we are going to produce.
Producing more food for more people with less water in the coming years will be a challenge. But there are solutions. Low-tech treadle pumps for farmers who need irrigation, drip irrigation for farmers who need to squeeze more crop per drop, and eating less meat in countries that already overconsume it, just to name a few.
And we know how to do it. We needed to make this into practice. So from that side that we have a solution, I'm optimistic.
But making changes takes time, and Steduto is less optimistic about the pace of change. So is the State Department's Aaron Salzberg.
I think it's the lack of political will, the fact that governments just haven't made the decision that to make this a priority.
But experts say making that decision may no longer be up to those governments, as climate change threatens water supplies already stressed by a growing population. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.